Yo, what's poppin' and why you already know it's your host, Mr. KGav, bringing you a very special Christmas edition of NY Certified, the number one podcast on any platform. You already know we keep you laced up with everything going in and around New York. If you need to hit me up at Mr. KGav on Twitter or Mr. KGav Beats at gmail.com. You already know I want to wish everybody a very merry Christmas. It's been such a crazy year. You know, everybody's going through it. But, you know, this holiday or this Christmas, I want you to, it's not really about gifts. It's not really about buying somebody something or giving somebody something. It's about basically the gift of life and being thankful for that gift. Every day you wake up and you see that sunrise, that's a gift. And to so many people that's not here, my prayers and condolences go out to you and your families. You already know so many people is hurting right now, not just financially, not just emotionally, physically. Some people, they feeling it worse now, especially with the new Omicron variant coming out. We're going to talk about it later in the show. But, you know, it's so much going on right now. Just be thankful, man, and just be thankful for the people that you have in your life. And let's just say you don't have nobody. Just think you're alone or you by yourself. Be thankful for those little things. Be thankful for that life. I put it on my Twitter. You know, be thankful for that breath, for every breath that pulsates through your body. The blood, everything. Be thankful for every second you got. Very Merry Christmas to everybody. Make sure y'all hug your loved ones and y'all really show them that love this year. Season 4, feeling so good to be in a building. We're about to be in a brand new year. It's only a week and a half or two away, and it's just going to be such a special year. I just want to thank wifey, my family, you know, my sisters, my neighbor, everybody, my people on Twitter, Instagram, everybody all over the world. Very Merry Christmas to you. Now let's get into this show, man. We're going to start the show with a very terrible story of a man being stabbed to death butt-ass naked in the lobby of his luxury building. Supposedly he was cheating and this, that, and the third. You know, even if he was cheating, even if he was this, he don't deserve to get stabbed butt-ass naked. And, you know, it's just certain things that, you know, some people might say, oh, he deserved it or whatever. And then some people is like, you know, nobody deserves to take nobody else's life. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how it be going down. It's ridiculous. You know, if it was the other way around, you know, and a man killed his wife, you know, it would be just as wrong. Or his girl, whatever. You know, to that person's family, you know, our prayers and condolences. You know that gotta be hard. You know what I mean? You just imagine if your brother got killed, or you know what I mean, your uncle got killed, your father got killed. It hurts my heart to hear these stories, especially around Christmas. That's why it's a Christmas edition. We can only do it the way we do it. Now he don't have his Christmas with his family, his friends, whatever. It's getting really real out here. So if you listen to these shows, make sure you up on it, and you making sure you paying attention, because it's getting real out here. You already know, this week Taylor Swift had a party, 100 COVID cases. They calling it the party of the super spreader. And we're gonna talk about the variant and everything else later on the show. You know how we do. But right now, you know, there's celebrities, there's people that, you know, this is how they make their money. They make their money off of people, off of shows, off of this, off of a lot of people. It's very hard to not do these shows, especially around the holidays, Christmas extravaganza, New Year Eve, this, that. You know, there's so much that people don't understand. You know, you just shutting down the whole economy, you shutting down everything, but you also shutting down people that they have no other way of, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be able to go into a department store and get a job. A lot of people, you know, when it comes to either Zoom, virtual signings, virtual meet and greets, whatever, I've seen a lot of different ways of people trying to supplement their income due to this stuff. And this is very crazy, because not too many people, you know, can really withstand that. It's gonna be very hard, you know, for people that didn't lose anything, for people that didn't, you know, it don't matter. You know, I was talking to my girl, you know, a lot of people affected is the poor, is the people on fixed incomes or living check to check. Oh, you got kids, and this, you know, life gets extremely harder, but you don't get no help, no assistance. You just gotta make it happen. And nobody wanna hear your excuses or why this or why that. They kick you right out. That's why they had these laws about people, you can't get kicked out. And you know, this, that, because if not, there would be so many people in the street, it wouldn't even be funny. You already know, if you're trying to get a vaccine for your kids, 16 New York Public Library is to be hosting vaccinations throughout the city. Vaccines have proven to fight off these viruses. And I think they said that the regular dose is one, and then a children's dose is like 1/3 of that. Also, they talking about, you know, I think it was Fauci was talking about, oh, it might be the third shot or your booster shot. That was what could be put as fully vaccinated in the near future. So people that got two vaccines, that might not count as fully vaccinated in the near future. So I got my vaccination, wifey got hers, her mother got hers, her brothers got theirs, my sister got theirs, my nieces got theirs. Everyone got their vaccination. Nobody was hurt. Nobody grew a third eye. Nobody's leg fell off. We did what we had to do to protect ourselves and protect our family. If I'm not sure, I think wifey just got her booster shot as well. So if y'all need, go get your vaccines. The numbers is just look like they not even moving. It's like it's been 60% of people got their vaccine or at least one shot for I don't know how long. It's really just stopped, and people is just really not even trying to get it no more. So the Omarion variant, Omicron, whatever you want to call it, is really, you know, the numbers is just crazy in New York. You know, they tripled, doubled and tripled and this and that in a matter of days. Numbers is going crazy. So when you ride in the subway or you're on a train or you're in the elevator or you're in a public place, be careful. Be careful. People that's walking around with no mask on, coughing on people, doing all this other stuff is just ridiculous. So you gotta take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. You already know we in a building talking about Omicron. The highest single day in New York was 21,027. So the numbers is just ridiculous. And whether it be holidays or this or that or people's, it's spreading. It's spreading and it's getting crazy. Thank you for checking out the show. If this is your first time, you already know we got a lot more news. Stay tuned. You already know. Hit me up at Mr. K Gav on Twitter for topics, comments, questions. You already know we in a building every week. Happy and Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, this type of season, this time of the season, it just makes me feel so good. You know, I know for a lot of people, they might have bad memories of Christmas. So a lot of people might not really appreciate the holiday. But I've always liked Christmas. People in a jolly mood. People happy. Gifts. You know, time off with your family. Stuff like that. It's just always been that time, a very special time. Jingles and little songs and stuff like that. It just has always been a time where it's like a warm feeling, you know. So, I don't know. I have a special place in my heart for Christmas. I just love Christmas. U.S. COVID death toll over 800,000. The numbers is getting up there. So again, get your vaccination. Hospitalizations up 40% nationwide. Nationwide is going up. It's not just in certain areas, certain places. This is the thing that, you know, everyone's being affected. In New York, you know, it's like the weather plays a lot in part to do with it. People are now partying indoors. People are having functions indoors. And it's you know, you're in a closed area. Breaking story. UPS imposter. Around the holidays, we're going to be talking about things to look out for. Things to watch out for. And this is definitely one to look out for. A Fugazi UPS imposter. He had a Fugazi uniform on. He looked foo-foo. And basically zip-tied the family and robbed them for thousands of dollars, $7,500 in a safe. And, you know, that could be someone's life savings right there. That could be someone's, you know, little nest egg. And bang, gone. People don't want to work for it. They'd rather just take yours. Why they got to work for it? So you got to be careful. Don't open the door for nobody. That's my thing. Open the door for nobody. I don't care who knocks on the door. Jesus Christ knocks on the door. You tell him you ain't home. Don't answer it. We ain't expecting nobody. No uninvited guests. This story really, you know what I mean, upsetting me. Because it's just crazy, man. This, you know, the other stories we was hearing about dudes trying to, but it's just now, like I said, one story we was talking about, they was imposters of NYPD, or they looked like detectives. They had badges. And you got UPS dudes, imposters. You know, it's all these people you got to look out for and you got to watch out for. It's not just one or it's not just, no, everybody. So if I'm expecting a package, or I'm expecting, I got the tracking number. I know when it's supposed to get here. But if I'm not expecting nothing, I ain't opening the door. If you want, you leave it at the door. That's it. You want to leave it at the door, leave it at the door. There ain't nobody opening nothing over here. You already know. They looking for a man going around groping teenagers around the 167 train station. You know, watch your kids, watch your daughters. Talk to them, tell them. There's men out here groping girls. Y'all gotta be careful, you know. I know you think these kids is grown, and they trying to act grown, and they try to look grown, but they not grown. They not grown. That's the whole point. You not grown. When you grown, that's when you grown. But for right now, you not grown. Period. Watch yourself, watch your kids, watch your families. It's like a different type of evil come out when it's like the holidays, Christmas, New Year. People that don't get anything or have anything just start bugging and start losing their mind. This month will be the last month for the child tax credit. If you was getting some bread every month for your kids or whatever the case may be, you know, I forgot the numbers exactly, but it was like 300 for each child. If you had two children, that's an extra 600 a month. They was getting that every month. December is the last month for these child tax credits. If you had a child or something happened and this, that, and third change, when you file your taxes, you should get those credits. Even if you didn't get it monthly, and some people did. So keep your eye out for that. We'll let y'all know if any other stimulus gets passed. But you know, they talking about the least amount of people is filing for unemployment right now, because it's it. That's it. There ain't nobody else. There ain't no more jobs. There ain't nothing. It's over. If you want to work, you work. If you don't want to work, you don't work. Trust me. At my job, you got people miserable. That don't make me miserable. I ain't going to be miserable. You mad, you big mad, stay mad. You already know. Man gets jumped coming out of a Brooklyn nightclub. 33 years old. You know, they beat his ass and they hit him with a chair and this and that. You know, you minding your business. You just going to the club. You just having a good time. And you getting fucked up. So, you know, don't be out there. Don't put yourself out there. I'm not saying not to go out. But I'm just saying if you going to go out, just know, like, there's people out here that's mad. Oh, you got drinks? We ain't got no drinks. Oh, you got money? We ain't got no money. Oh, you just came home from work? We ain't got no job. People is really hurting out here. And when people's out here chilling and this and that, it's just a target for people to come and get you. Be careful going out, especially on the weekends, especially late night. Make sure you checking your surroundings and making sure you alert to what's going on. It's going down. It's going down. You already know. Cops shoot a 26-year-old man described as emotionally disturbed. You know, this is a sad story. You know, dude had a knife, ran at the cops, and the cops killed him. You know, there's people that just is going through it right now. A lot of people's going through it. And, you know, this person, you know, whether it be emotionally or whatever, this person had problems. could have been a way to save that person's life. But the person is gone now. Because the police or the officer felt like they got to protect themselves. Someone came at me with a knife. And he irate. And he whatever. So it's, you know, it's a lot. My prayers and condolences go out to that family. And to everybody who lose people, man. Like, it's so hard when you lose somebody. So I could just imagine, you know, getting that call or feeling that way. It's like, I can't even imagine how these people feel or going through. All I could do is pray for them and pray for their families and hope that they get the healing that they need. Real talk. In the Bronx, Bronx man shot dead. Girlfriend's brother pulls the trigger, kills him. I guess for mistreating they sister. And, you know, now this man is dead. Another body. Another person killed. It's like, yo, just don't be with the person. Or just, no, it's like, this person gotta lose their life. Gotta lose their life. Like it's nothing. You ain't gonna do that to my sister. You dead. That is, come on, man. Like, such a sad story. I feel like these people, even if they bad people, even if they do something, it's like to lose their life is like the most treasured thing, the most precious thing. And to just take that person's life is ridiculous. I just feel like, damn, like the person doesn't deserve that no matter what. Now, if the person kills somebody or did some heinous act, so this and the third, it's something crazy that, you know, I feel like that might be a different topic for discussion, something else to talk about. Your man go around killing people, you know, then maybe he needs to be the death penalty or something like that, this, that, or that. But to just personally be, you know, executioner, walking around being your own personal executioner, I just don't approve of that, and I'm not going to support that. Bronx fire kills woman. Kingsbridge Heights. Especially around the holidays, I've been hearing more about these fires. Please be safe. Don't leave candles unattended. Don't leave certain things. If you got heaters, make sure that the cords is away from everything else. Those heaters get hot, those wires get hot, and it can cause a fire. God bless my pops. One time he had a heater and the cord got hot and turned and put the chair on fire. Luckily I was there to turn off that flame. But you gotta be careful, baby. Gotta be careful. All these things, you know, candles, heaters, you know, you gotta be careful, man. Incense, that's another one. Incense, be careful. And make sure y'all take care of y'all families and watch out for everybody. My prayers and condolences go out to these people. Let's get into the COVID numbers. COVID numbers, you already know. At the end of the show, we talk about how the COVID numbers is looking. New York, 12,293. That's a big number. 12,000. So, the good news is, which there's not a lot of good news, but the deaths have went to one death, supposedly. Supposedly, it's one death. So we in the single digits. I don't know how precise that might be. We will keep looking into the numbers as these numbers start to spread and more people start to get infected. Those numbers might go up. U.S., 298,761. Almost 300,000. Wow. At one point, I think it was under 200,000. And now it's completely going the other way. More than 100,000 more. So it's almost 200,000. Deaths steady at 1,419. total has been 806,000 deaths. 806,000 deaths, 51.1 million cases. So just so you know, these numbers is no joke. The worldwide numbers is even more. So get your shots, get your vaccines, do what you gotta do. It's absolutely free. You could go anywhere. They got them everywhere. You could go to the, you know, Dwayne Reed, whatever. Do what you gotta do. Because this winter's gonna be real hard, especially with people out of work, you know, jobs, this, that. It's just so much going on. It's gonna be hard, man. It's really gonna be hard. I appreciate everybody, man, checking out the show. Merry Christmas to you and your families and everybody around the world. Be safe, be healthy. 2 more weeks to the new year. You already know, today we doing the Christmas edition. Next week, we'll be doing our New Year's show. I want to thank everybody. I want to give a very special shout out to Miss Diego on Twitter. Always showing me love. I appreciate you so much. I love to see your energy and I love to see your tweets. Very Merry Christmas to you. Very Merry Christmas to a close friend of mine named Rosa. She's like my sister. She likes family. I love her so much. She always sends me daily prayers and it gives me positivity and also gives me, you know, a vision, you know, of things that I might be feeling. And those prayers basically articulates how I'm feeling in words, in prayer. So I want to thank her so much and wish her a very Merry Christmas. To wifey, you know, always holding me down, blessing me with a beautiful daughter. Merry Christmas to you and my baby girl, to my sister Raquel and everybody. I appreciate you. Flaco, my tío, portate bien. Bendición y Dios te bendiga. To everybody, to my mother, my father, I love you so much. And I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas. You already know, like I always say, stay up and stay strong. And why next week, Happy New Year, we in a building.